Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac, Over the River and Through the Woods. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we
all
go.
All by my fucking self.
Here I am. A way to carry the slave.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac. AfterBuzz TV after show. Unfortunately, nobody wanted to get themselves together today and show up. So I'm here by my goddamn self. And that's fine because I love you guys so much. And here we are talking about Real Housewives of Potomac. Let's talk about it. So Monique and Hank, Monique's like little cousin or whatever. This is why you don't hire family to work for you. I understand that they may do certain things for cheaper, but that's why you still got a hole in your wall, girl. Because I can recognize the face of a liar, and Hank damn well knew that that man wasn't going to be fixing the plumbing, just the plumbing. He knew that he was supposed to do that work. He knew that that hole was still going to be in the wall. He just gave you the whole, like, you been my older cousin for how many years? Like, I didn't know that. I'm still going to get paid on Friday, right? Right. So, but it's fine, Hank, because I probably wouldn't did it either. I would have been like, you know what? Monique going to pay for my anyways. She going to get me out here. Still got a place to live. So I ain't even mad at you, Hank. I'm mad at Monique for just, girl, you want something done, you get it done yourself. Because he didn't do none of the work in the house. Let's see. So then Monique goes on a fishing date with Chris. That was cute. Always intrigues me. She was 19. He was 25 when they first met. And then when they first started dating, though, it took him 3 years. And then when they first started dating, she was 22. He was 28. I don't know why. Numbers and ages intrigue me. I always wonder, and like that they're good. Like she's like at 19, like I knew this was the man I wanted, done. She's still happy they're catching eels and shit. Like goals. And then it just like, this is why they all didn't want to come up here, because everyone want to be Team Giselle. And I'm just like, I have some questions. I want to talk. I would love Giselle, boof, right here. I would love Giselle just to be, because I'm going to be like, girl, how they editing you? Is that the edit or is it what you giving them? Whatever. So Monique and Chris were freaking boring this episode. I'm really hoping Tiffany is going to come through this door, because I need to bounce this off of somebody. Or I really wish Grant was here, but at least he sent me an email and was like, he couldn't make it. That's fine. All right. But here's the thing with Sharice's daughter and her daughter. I don't know if you guys agree with this, but put it down in the comments below, because I need to know. Okay. Mark Anthony. I just thought this was so ridiculous. Like, why are we in a Precious Moments store? Why are we at the Hallmark store, like, in the middle of a card aisle, like, talking about, like, this is where you chose to tell your daughter about the divorce? Like, all this time, you've been, I'm sure she's seen you crying in the champagne room. I'm sure she's seen you just, you know, upset in the house. And you decided to have this conversation in broad daylight in public at the card store. Like, I'm confused. You were just getting stationary and you saw like D and you're like, yeah, I'm getting divorced. Like, I'm just confused by, yes, make that chat room huge for me. I'm just confused by that. Like, but this also has happened in Basketball Wives too. It was, what's that girl's name? Angel Brinks took her son to like go get glasses and then was like, your dad's dead. Like, what? He's not going. He really isn't in jail. He's dead. Like, why are we having this conversation here? People, like, I'm just really confused. Shout out to all my co-hosts here who are in the chat room, because you guys are going to be my chat room. My co-hosts, we have Charlie, we have Dark Angel. Oh my gosh, that's how emo of you. Monique bores me to pieces. I like Monique. I don't like Monique when she's like trying to be happy in her relationship. It's so horrible. Like, this is Andy Cohen, what he's producing in the world. Annie Hall, Oh, thank you, bro. Love you. What did you guys think of that scene, though, with Charisse and her daughter? I just thought that was so... It just blows my mind. Like, it's just like... I don't know. Like, I'm always, like, paying attention to where I'm having certain conversations and setting a mood for a certain type of topic. Do you guys think that her daughter already knew, like, they'd already had this conversation before? And it was like, let's recreate the conversation. Because I'm just, like, confused. Like, there's, like, a salad dish behind us. And, like... the woman at the register is yelling to the other woman, and here I am telling you about your daddy. And then her daughter had no emotional adjustment at all. She was just sitting there like, I mean, it's kind of like how it is. Like, mom. So then we see Giselle and Robin, which I don't even know if I really want to go there yet, but I guess I'm going to talk about Robin, actually. Robin, I'm going to tell you this, girl. I've been you before, and what you're doing right now is you are holding Juan hostage. Let that man go. Let that man be gone, because now I believe that you are the reason that this is where we're at. I don't think Juan wants to be in a relationship with you. I think he probably said that to you maybe a year ago, maybe several months ago, but right now Juan is on some like, nah, girl, you still think I'm out here cheating, which he probably is. And that's okay. If that's the case, then leave, girl. Your children will be better off if you guys are happy separately than in this turmoil of whatever the fuck world that y'all are creating for these children. Because they're going to continue to treat you the same way that he treats you. Like, he treats you like a child. So I know you're really upset because you know that he's doing this to you, and you're upset because people are telling you what he's doing, and it frustrates you because you don't have the power. Because typically you probably run the household. And in this situation, girl, you have no power. You literally have no power. Like, you're literally, why are you scheduling his haircut? Why are you scheduling, like, why are you on the computer, like, doing all this stuff for, when are you gonna do your photo shoot? When are you, like, girl, he ain't making coin. Like, you, your job can't be his assistant. What Juan needs to do is be a man. And I just got done having this conversation at the gym with somebody. I'm like, I'm not gonna hire a manager until I feel like, you know what, I need a manager. Now, an agent's something different. You want to get an agent, you know what I'm saying? But, like, Juan can't figure out when he's going to go get his haircut. Juan can't schedule a photo shoot. What's Juan doing? Honestly, like, what is Juan doing? Because even here, then he's going to have an attitude about press. I'm like, Juan, I don't know basketball, whatever sport it is that you play, but, like, clearly from what we're seeing is that you ain't popping right now. So maybe you do need to go to a fucking press thing or meet with some media people. Talk, I ain't gonna meet them. I ain't doing no phone call. They need to come to me. Now, usually you don't get a lot when the press has to come to you, especially when it's some bullshit. If you hit, talking about, oh, you gonna come cover Juan Dixon's basketball for what? What? Okay, send me a quote or something. I'll be like, yeah, he got a great camp over there. I'd rather talk to your wife. She got more tea than you got. I would rather go to the camp to talk to Robin and be like, girl, what is tea with your man? Because you up here, again, not even seasoning the damn salt. You can't even season salt. And salt already is a season. How you can't season that? Question. Juan then talking to her like, I'm fine with that. Like, first of all, sir, attitude adjustment hour. Like, I'm confused why you're speaking to me like this when I'm sitting here putting a flyer together for your camp. Secondly, then you're gonna go upstairs. This is what I'm saying, Robin girl. I just need you to leave this. What do we got in the chat room before? Because I want to get into this part right here. Giselle has no story. Absolutely not. Like, honestly, Giselle, I really want to like Giselle, because I feel like in person, me and Giselle would probably actually be friends out of all these girls. But I can't with Giselle this season, the way that she's being edited or whatever. Charlie said, as a woman, wait, scroll that up, James. Charlie said, as a woman, I can't, right there. Robin is only hurting herself living with this man, but swearing up and down y'all still want to be in a relationship together. Lies. Devin said that. Charlie said, as a woman, I can't be with a man who acts like he doesn't like me. He is the worst. And then right there, what's that one say? Gorgeous Godzilla. She's teaching her kids that it's okay to treat a woman like that. That woman, that women are hostages to love and will put up with anything. Amen. And I've been there. I've done it. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, girl, probably in the situation with you right now. But I am married to him and I ain't got no motherfucking kids with him. So I can do whatever the fuck I want. And he can do whatever the fuck he wants. But there ain't children involved. There ain't, you're a role model at this point. girl, what you need to be doing is say Juan. But the thing is, I don't know. Do you guys think this? I think that Robin don't want to see Juan in a happy relationship, because I think if Juan would go away from the situation, Robin knows she's good. Robin knows she can be a single mom. Robin knows that she can be like out here and survive on her own. Juan can't. Juan's gonna go out there, find the first thought, wife her up, be on Instagram models. Juan's gonna start getting in the gym, training people, and Robin's gonna be sitting at home eating white cheddar Cheez-Its on the couch with the two badass kids, talking about, stop it, your dad gonna come pick you up this weekend. And Robin don't want that. And I understand you don't want that, girl, but that's your problem, because you're comfortable in the situation which you got yourself in. And maybe it's your parents' fault because they allowed you to become this, teach you that it's okay to sit through certain things. Because, I mean, my parents taught me that too. They didn't teach it to me in that extent, but they basically said, like, if someone does something bad to you, you know, you brush your shoulder off, you keep it moving the other way. I was like, well, that's why y'all never left Massachusetts. I done left the world. You can't just brush some shit off. Sometimes you have to be like, boop, bye. And Robin, this is the time where I need you to say bye, because you can't be walking up. We ain't gonna get there yet. All right, so Juan goes to this fucking closet with this producer. Now, again, this totally could have been edited, because when the producer said, do you want to be with her, there wasn't a clear answer. All we got was a mm-mm, which that could have been what he said, or they may not have used the, yeah, I want to be with her, because they wanted to just be shady. He said, I'm too old for this. I'm tired of living like this. I want to share my life with someone, and if I didn't have the kids, I'd be gone. Bye. Yeah, Devin said them getting a divorce is nothing for either of them. Charlie says Robin stays with Juan because she knows the next guy could cheat on her and hurt her too. I don't think that. I don't think Robin's the type to think every man out here cheats. I think she really just genuinely doesn't know how to detach from Juan. The idea of Juan, and don't get twisted, Juan is fine. Juan is like, this is the problem with our society though. Instagram has created this thing where like you find, you can be as bad and evil a person as you want. I'm just think you're amazing because you're sexy. But he out here can't cook, can't put clothes on these kids, can't even make a flyer for his goddamn whatever, baseball, basketball. I don't even know what sport this man plays. I just can't. Gorgeous Godzilla, exactly. I think Juan is all she knows. They've been together since they moved him into their new home. Exactly. And her family took care of him. Jennifer says she's staying because of the strained finances and the family unit. Him moving out would disturb that. Honestly, though, I question that. You move him out, you don't have to be worried about him. All you need to be worried about, Robin, is making those flyers for yourself. Like, you can make coin. You're on a Bravo. You're on a TV show that is going to allow you and allow your clout. Now, you and Juan are in the same place. I'm sorry, but you are. Like, you can build yourself out of this. I mean, look at goddamn... Well, we ain't going to use Teresa as anything because she done fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? But we look at... there are lots of people who come on these shows and they build a brand off of that. You could leave this show now and still have built a brand off of it. May use the connections that you have. Don't sit in this situation being a victim. And then this is all we're going to see from Robin for all of Potomac. All we know, Robin's the victim girl with the two kids. Robin's a single mom now. Next season, Robin's a single mom now with the two kids. Like, we don't want that. We don't want that for you, Robin, at all. You out here crying with the therapist at lunch. I feel you. I feel you. I get it, girl. I get it. I know. It's hard, and he fine. I understand. It's okay. All right, so Robin and Giselle, he was trapped in the closet, literally. Question. Charlie said, Robin, her parents have enabled Juan way too often. They all treat him like a child. He acts like a child in that kitchen scene, like, oh, Juan, nope. All right, so Robin and Giselle, they're pissed at Ashley that was talking to Juan at the party. Robin says that Giselle and Charisse brought Juan up, but it was okay because that was in private. I agree with that. We then see Ashley. It's a busy night at the restaurant. A lot of her staff calls out, so she's like, I can't believe I have to be a waitress. Like, bitch, have you ever worked in the restaurant industry before? Like, if you own a restaurant, you ever seen not with anything with Chef Gordon Ramsay? Like, I don't care how rich you are. Like, I have family members who own restaurants, and they are very wealthy. Their houses are shit on a lot of the things that I see on this television. But I'm just like, they be in there scrubbing the floors, taking their Louis Vuittons off, and out there washing dishes because it's what you do. This is your business. You own this. This is what makes gives you the clout. So you want to go on your yachts and have your wine and all that? Like, girl, yeah, you got to be down on the ground cleaning out the grut. That's what happens. Awkward, though. Giselle and Robin roll up on Ashley, mid-busy restaurant. Okay, so at first I was like, that's fucked up. Like, they're going to roll up in a restaurant. But I'm like, you know what? Ashley's in their business. They're literally in hers. So, fine. I'm confused as to why Giselle is here. And anyone in the chat room, please explain to me, why is Giselle here? Because Robin talking about, oh, Giselle was vouching for you. Where? Giselle seemed, the first word out of Ashley's mouth, Giselle was like, jumping on it. I'm just confused as to what's going on. Giselle needs a man, Devin. Exactly. I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with that. I think that Giselle is a little bit too single mom right now. Like, girl, your soaps ain't on. You on the Housewives, so you ain't watching Housewives no more. So, like, she don't know what to do with her life. She like, oh, no, this normally be the time I'd be watching these hoes. But now, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to go start some trouble with these hoes. I just see, like, a lot of hypocrisy with Giselle. And, I mean, that's just a normal thing because, I mean, shit. You know, you sitting here mad at Ashley for talking about everyone, but then you literally out here talking about everyone. I get why you upset with Ashley talking about it, but then it's like, you out here talking about it. You're like, well, I've known them longer. Okay, well, they still don't fuck with you for talking about them, but you're still doing it. And I mean, I get it, because look, I sit up here and talk about it all and see you in your face and be like, hey, girl. But what we see, again, I wrote, why is Giselle here? Why is she talking to Ashley like she owns her? Like, you were really speaking down to her, Giselle. Like, where is this tension coming from, this anger? Like, I understand why Robin's upset. Robin's upset, but Robin ain't even upset with Ashley. That's the real tea in all this. Robin's not really mad at Ashley. Robin is mad at herself and Juan. And the anger is stemming out because Ashley has opened that door. But Robin, you ain't really mad. You drove all the way to Oz to be like in Ashley's face like that? Turn around, Toto. I don't think so. She said, stay the fuck up out my business. Robin, you can't even afford to fight me right now. Like, literally, you could not afford to punch me in my face. Like, that's what you should have said, Ashley. Because the reality is y'all want to come up for me and talk about my failing business, which is more money than anything you could have possibly have tried to run up the past year. $4 million. Bitch, where? Not in that makeup line, girl. And Robin, not at that goddamn camp with you doing the Photoshop yourself. So, like, let's, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, let's keep it real. Robin's finger, though, Ashley, was not in your face. She's talking with her hands, like, finger in your face, like Robin said, would be like that. So, Ashley, you bugging. You sent up here. And you were so ready to be attacked, too, Ashley. Like, I need you to calm down. I need Ashley to calm down. I know you're the youngest, but, like, since you keep saying that you're the youngest and you have all this, you know, stature and maturity, then really realize that sometimes you have to think about, why are they doing this right now? Did I maybe do something wrong? Because it's not about you voicing your opinion. It's about where you're voicing your opinion. You're doing it in the wrong places. Bitch, we're at a cookout with half the people ain't on the show. We don't know half these people. You gonna walk up to my man who you've never really met like that. You're gonna walk up to my man and say something? I'm confused. I'm just thoroughly confused as to why you feel you would ever be able to do that. Now, I know the girls were all clocking Michael last season with his little situation, but he was doing some crazy shit in front of the girls, so that gives them a little more ammo to approach him, whereas Juan stays the fuck out of the situation, and you approach him, you approach Charisse's man. So I'm just confused with your mentality, Ashley, because you keep wanting to jump on this like, oh, you know, I'm the youngest, but I'm so this. I can't. then that's where Giselle was like, okay, so the failing restaurant and the failing husband, that's your lane, girl. That's working for you. Ashley, and again, you can't be doing these one-on-one talking the shit. You need to look Giselle right in her face and say, girl, your husband has illegitimate kids in the congregation. And I'm just going on that one and drop the mic, girl. And Giselle, that she should have said that, because then Giselle going to walk out the restaurant talking about who's eating emu. Girl, how old are you that you said that? How old are you that you said that? I mean, it was funny. I laughed at it. But then it was like, really, girl? Like, it would be funny if this was Bad Girls Club and you was like 20-something talking about who's eating emu? Like, Giselle. Stop it. Ashley gets on the phone with Michael. Ashley victimizes herself a lot, though. I do have to say that. What was the other thing with Ashley and her mom, right? Yep. I love Ashley's brother. Actually, that's all I wrote about in that scene because I just can't. Ashley's mom is interesting. I love Ashley's brother. He seems like such a normal person, just so excited to have been on this show. Like, just like, oh my God, I'm going to have my time. Like, it was cute. And I love that he's putting clean water systems in the third world nations. It's adorable. I love it. Maimo, what are you saying? Is he still LOL love tweet? What's that from? Oh my God, Jesse, you literally said what another YouTube reviewer said about Robin not being mad at Ashley, but really being mad at herself and Juan. Same for Giselle and Charisse. Agreed. Can you scroll up? Ashley is small. I don't know what that is. All right, scroll down. So Devin said that. Gorgeous Godzilla said Robin got about it. More animation than I've ever seen from her. Again, true, 100%. But don't buck up on the smallest girl on the show. Buck up on your man. That's what I want to see. I want to see you buck up on Juan. Grab Juan by the fucking balls and say, motherfucker, you have put me through fucking bullshit. And you're going to go up in that fucking closet and talk to the goddamn producer. I will take this fucking ball pen and shove this shit through your fucking testicles, okay? Is that what you want, Juan? I don't think so. So go the fuck downstairs and watch some fucking goddamn Rachel Ray and learn how to season some shit, okay? Because we're going to make this a goddamn household. You ain't finna go upstairs talking about you want to be with somebody. Bitch, how are you going to be with somebody? What can you do? What can you do? You ain't even a full you. You're not even a full you to be another half of somebody else. Robin carrying all the weight here. You got Robin out here looking like a mule, like she from Pinocchio went to Pleasure Island and done turned into a fucking mule. Okay, Juan, that's what you want? That's what you want out here. This is what you resemble to the world. No, you don't want that. Thank you. Charlie in charge. Juan, get on my nerve like I dated him. These women need to stop making threats to one another. None of these chicks are ever going to get into a real fist fight. Robin's the only one I would ever think that would actually do that or be capable of doing something like that. Although now Monique, I could see Monique doing something. I see that happening. Ashley, I think it's a lot of talk. But who I need to see it from is Giselle, because she has the most comments for everybody, and I'm just like, let's see. All right, and let's get to Miss Karen. So I saved this for the end because it was the biggest situation. Karen meets with Angela from Pave, which is a company charity that empowers sexual abuse victims, mostly towards women, I'm assuming, but although I guess not because Don Lemon was there. What's it called? Robin puts herself in a bad position. Honey, yeah, Ben. Do you think Robin was sitting next to Juan when he talked to the producer? No, I think she was downstairs. I don't think, or it could have totally, honestly, that scene could have been from a totally another day. Like, we don't even know that. I'm upset that they didn't show that. But I do remember, like, when Lala was filming for her show first season, my friend's girlfriend was on that show. And I remember meeting them at Mr. Chow's restaurant. And they had finished filming, but they still kept the mics on them. And I remember, like, we couldn't have certain conversations because, like, they were nervous that production was still listening to them. And anything being recorded, even after filming, could still be used for the show. So I'm wondering if that is what happened with Juan. I don't know. Karen, so she talks about her experience being raped. She said, when he raped me, he took Karen from me. I put up a wall of protection, forgiveness, not your fault. Tell someone sooner than later. this whole thing really hit me personally. I was raped. That's how I lost my virginity. And it took me 10 years to like be open to finally talking about it. And it actually hit me even more because yesterday, someone that I used to watch in the Boys and Girls Club and whatnot, posted something saying that they wanted to commit suicide. And it really hit home for me because I've been there before. And then to hear this, you know, with Karen and to see where she is now, and it tell someone sooner than later, that really stuck with me because it is something that, you know, we don't think. When it happened to me, it was something like, oh, no one can know about this because I wasn't even out at the time. And, you know, I couldn't tell my mom. So, you know, she said she was lucky she had her parents. For me, I went probably about 6 years. I couldn't say anything to anybody. And you just channel it. You don't even, it's almost something like it doesn't even happen. You don't realize that some of the behavior that you're doing is because you're suppressing this feeling or these thoughts inside of you. And when you really can't heal until you start to talk about it, until you start opening up about it. And it is weird because there'll be times where I'm like, do I say it? Like, do you just have that conversation? And it's like, you have to get yourself to a point of like, fuck it. Like, this happened to me. Like, it just on Tuesday, you know what I mean? I had a bologna sandwich. Like, you know what I mean? You have to own it because then otherwise you take the fault for it. And a lot of times the victims, it's shameful. But it's like, it is shameful because you didn't want it to happen and someone took something from you, but you have to know that you have the power in the situation because they didn't take anything from you. They took time. You know what I mean? They took a little bit of emotion from you, but overall what they gave you, there's power there. And you have to learn and to channel that power into something positive. And you can't do that until you start doing the work and having that discussion. So I think this was important that they spent a lot of time on this, and the things Karen was saying, I appreciated it because it didn't seem like she was just doing it as a housewife. It seemed like it really did mean something to her. We've seen Karen and Giselle planting flowers for the kids. She invites her to the Pave event. And again, as soon as she does that, Giselle shades Ashley and Monique. And now Giselle's upset because Monique called her a trick. Like, girl, why are you upset? Why are you upset, Giselle? Are you really upset, Giselle? Or are you just saying that because you're like, oh, I really don't get a storyline. Makeup line ain't coming through yet. So, you know, what do I got to do? I'm just confused. Like, of course she's going to call you a trick. What have you called her? Like, oh, that's so classless. You gutterful. Like, Giselle, come on. Like, you're better than this. I know you are. Pave event. This is why I'm like, it's got to be editing. Ashley shows up with Karen and sees Karen, and the first thing is like, yo, like, this tea with the girls. Karen's like, shut it down real quick. She's like, we'll discuss this on another day, not today. I loved that Ashley said hi to Giselle and Robin and kept it very light, short. I love that Robin acknowledged that and appreciated that Ashley did do that. First thing Giselle then says is, you know, it's just, how are you going to come over here and say that? And, you know, when you know there's an elephant, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Well, if she had ever brought anything up at this event, y'all would be mad at her. So I think the best thing to do is that, yeah, you are filming a show together. This is a cast. So, and I'm not going to walk by you and act like I'm not 12. Hey girl. Hey, you good? Yeah. Okay, bye. Keep it pushing. As soon as she walks away, Giselle shades her dress. Tiny little dress. Tiny little. Girl, because you can't fit in it. Like, what? What? Her dress? Like, that's what we're doing? That's what we're doing? Like, and I'm all for shading the dress, but, like, we're going to shade that dress? Like, that's the dress we're going to... I can't remember what she was wearing. And fucking Robin over here with Talbots, like, I just can't. Don Lemon was a speaker at the event. I don't know much about him, other than, you know, he does some news stuff, and he's gay. But apparently he was raped by a family member's best friend's son and friends, which was interesting to know that and hear that. I would actually love to interview him and talk to him about that experience and how that's kind of led his mentality. Like when he was finally able to come out and talk about it, that intrigues me. And then we got to Karen, which she really talked about her situation where she was raped in college, almost ruined her life, self-destructive. She was the 9 out of 10 who don't report the rape, but her parents were there for her. And I think that's actually really interesting too, because I wasn't ever trying to report it. But years later, when I had brought it up to my family, that was the first thing that they wanted to do. And I'm like, not trying to like go on like Shelby Woo here and like figure it out. Like it's happened. I'm done. Like Maya, I'm moving on. So I think it's interesting that your parents were involved, but you didn't report it. I'd like to know a little more. That's interesting to me. Choose life, not death. So that finished. Everyone was, you know, really proud of her with that. And then the final moment, all the tea, Giselle and Charisse, and then Monique and Ashley. And this shit was just so awkward because Ashley just wanted to be like, hey, Charisse, hold on, let me see what y'all got up here. Ashley's dress was teeny weeny, though. She's tiny. Like, exactly. Giselle reminds me way too much of Kenya this season. She can dish it but can't take it and plays victim. Yep, Karen is winning this season. Karen is definitely winning this season. Robin in that damn floral fluff. See, I don't even remember what the fuck she'd be wearing. I think Robin realizes she was wrong. I hope so, because she was. I think she kind of was. Scroll down, and then we get Ashley's dress was teeny weeny. Jennifer says Robin in that damn floral fluff. And then Gorgeous Godzilla says this season Karen has become the personification of that Miss Manners persona she presented in the first season. She is. And I mean, that's like why I like her, because these shows, it's like find your shtick and then that's your character. Like that's your character. You become this character on television. Kenya does hers very well. Cherie is like queen at hers. Cynthia is really good at being the flip flop, you know? So I think Karen's done a really good job with developing her storyline. Like Richie says when he's here, you know, I love that Karen seems like she's on a whole nother show, which it's true. Every time Karen comes into the picture, it's like these two shows have emerged now. So it's interesting. But the tea came from where Giselle was like, Ashley, not tonight, Ashley, let's table the discussion. When y'all want to talk about something, y'all show up at a restaurant and talk about it. So to me, the event's over. If I follow you out the event and want to have that conversation with you, I'm going to have that conversation. Now, is it probably, you know, I don't know if that's what Ashley was really trying to do, or if Ashley was just trying to be like, hey, girl, we good? Okay, don't have to have the conversation here, but we good? And, you know, Charisse likes to do her, like, not speaking, not talking, which she did to Giselle as well. But then Monique comes out talking about, you know, I want to talk it now, but can I get your number so that we could maybe talk at a later date? Giselle going to say, oh, did you put her up to this, to Charisse? Nah, but she a grown woman, and she's wanted nothing than other than to talk to you, other than to sit here and figure out, like, girl, why are you mad? Like, why are you mad? Let me see. Why are you mad? Let me sit down. You got some of that makeup that you got, girl? Go ahead. Put it on my face. See what it does to my complexion. I'll be your test dummy. What's going on? Why are you mad, Giselle? You know what I mean? Like, Monique probably just looking at you like, dang, Giselle, like, girl, come on, let's go get facials. You know what I mean? Let's fill in all them creases. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Giselle, why are you mad? I'm just so confused and overdramatic. Because then you're going to say, I'm thinking, I'll give it to you, but we're leaving right now. And then turn around and say to Charisse, she slammed a phone in my face and said, give me your number. Bitch, where? Where did any of that happen? Rewind the tapes. Where? It didn't happen. That's not how it happened. Everything you have said about this girl has been so over dramatic. And I wish my other hosts were here, because I can't see them. I don't know how they would dig Giselle out of that. Honestly, like, that clearly didn't happen. And it's not even like the reunion where she's saying it. It's like this is seconds before. Like, and you said, oh, she slammed a phone in your face. Where? When did she say, give me your number? She didn't ever say that. I watched this last night with my roommate, and he was like, I mean, if someone said, give me my number, And I had to rewind it because I was like, I didn't hear Monique say, give me your number. She said, can you put it in? Can you? Could I get your number? Like, she's asking her a question. Oh, let's see what y'all saying. Giselle has zero reasons to have any issue with Monique. Thank you, Devin. What did Travesty say up above, though? That everyone was saying, yes, Travesty. Right there. Travesty, I agree with that. I wished all the other women would find their thing to help with the who be more rounded because some of the women are forcing it. Yes, this whole, like a lot of this seems forced. Giselle seems forced, and that's what irritates me is because I don't think that she's that type of person. I don't think Giselle's someone who is a forceful person. I would think that she's probably funny, catty, and, you know, good tea time with Miss Giselle. But like the things that she's doing, I don't really see that for her in real life. I don't think that she would, any of these situations would really be happening. Travis said, I agree with that. And I just, can we scroll down? Amen, Travesty. Dark Angel. Giselle is like the mean girl puppet for the producers to use. She creates weird conflicts. Yeah, they are weird. Travesty, LMAO. Yes, Jesse. And Charisse was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, like this whole everyone gonna fuck you up and all this. And I'm just so confused. Charlie says Giselle is mad at Monique for three reasons. Okay. Monique stands up to Giselle. She is younger, and she has a rich husband who loves her. Ooh, that's some Tiffany Williams shade right there. So, I don't know. I just thought it was overdramatic, and at this point, I'm tired, so let's just go into fucking predictions.
Boop. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, next week, the girls are going golfing, or I guess it's not really golfing, because... What is that, James? What is that called when you're? It's not real golfing. You're just hitting
miniature golfing.
No, you're
a
hitting
driving range.
Yes, a driving range. So the girls
you ask me because I'm white.
Yes, as if I'm not. So I've only been to a driving range one time, and it was when my dad would take me and my brother, but I would never go there. I would go to, it was like an ice cream thing with cows, and I would go sit with the cows and the ice cream while my brother and my dad did that. I can't. Like, that and fishing, I can't. Like, those are the most boring things to me ever. Like, are we just gonna sit on this boat and hope something bites, like, a fucking hook? No. And I'm surely... I'm not playing no goddamn golf. We're going to sit here and hit one ball, and I can't even see where the ball fucking going. So they're going to play golf. Karen's going to get upset. It seems like it's going to be to Ashley, talking about you will get fucked up. And I'm like, Miss Karen, what page is that on in your etiquette book? Robin and Juan, like, we're just done. Now, after next week, Robin, I don't want to hear the story anymore. I don't want to see Juan on this show anymore unless he's picking up his kids, driving them off on the weekends. Like, Robin, it's time for you. It's time for you to live. Get out there. You and Giselle, go find y'all some men. Get on out. This is the problem. You could help Giselle. Giselle and Robin could really help each other out right here. Y'all could be single moms rooming it up. I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, you don't have to be roommates. But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? You guys could, like... Sometimes the single girlfriend can be not the best influence on a girl that's in a relationship. And I think, Robin, you're not really in a real relationship. So just, like, go hang out with Charisse and Giselle. Like, I need that to be, like, a thing. Be like the old lady single club. Like, oh, the single ladies. Like, just go out to the clubs and just get you some, have you a good time. Like, I don't want to see Charisse and Giselle doing it. I need Robin and the trio right there. I see that. And actually, that would really spice the season up. What do y'all think? Then what are we going to get? Then we're going to get Ashley versus Michael. Michael slamming his hand on the cameras and talking about he wants to shut the restaurant down. She's talking about, you can't shut my restaurant down. Girl, it ain't yours. Now, you didn't put $4 million up. I put $4 million up. And you complain that you have to be running food. Question. That's all I got for y'all. Who don't like Karen? Well, Duel of Men said, I still don't like Karen, and Giselle is becoming extremely pathetic. Giselle loses her appeal when she hates on all these other women. Jennifer said that. And yeah, all right. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining me in the chat room, and leave your comments down below. If I didn't read it, I'll respond back to you guys. Hopefully next week won't be a filler episode. Felt like this one kind of was the PAVE event, just because it hit me personally. I was like, fine, I'll accept it. But again, Potomac, need to spice it up. Cut the Kenya stuff. Like, let's get some authentic drama. Like, Robin, the best part about Housewives with New Jersey was the fact that we actually were seeing the family drama. So let us see that. Be that. Don't be this cattiness fighting with all these girls. Like, let us see what the tea is. And then you become a role model to girls who are in your same situation. And then they can come out of that. And then we all live a happy ever after. And we're going to talk about it next week. Same time, same place. So hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.